Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, indeed. We're on here, the Ciroc Point After. Celebrate life responsibly in Cajun Canyon. Hoo-wee, what a season opener for the black and gold. Saints getting a 47-10 victory over the Carolina Panthers. A day where everything definitely seemed to be in the black and gold's favor.
Well, it's the NFL. You win by, 37 points? That's an ass-whipping. You can't
to say the least.
Carolina, who knows? David Tepper, their owner, did he throw a drink on anyone, or did he even come to the game? He might be ready to fire the whole staff. Now, no one thought this would happen. I mean,
nobody.
You know, I was talking to Scott Chandley, and Scott Chandley said, "Bobby, I'm telling you, the Saints are going to win by a couple of touchdowns."
All right, Scott Chandley knew that.
That's a convincing win. Anytime it's double digit, like 14 points. But obviously it was way more than that, being 47-10. I thought it'd be a 23-17 type game. But the bottom line, you just got to win because they all count the same. It doesn't matter if we'd lucked out and won at the end. We got to go to Dallas and take care of the Cowgirls. And, boy, you want to get some momentum and humble them, of course. You start out 2-0. You remember last year we were 2-0. You can't rest on your laurels. We could have been 3-0. We all know what happened that Packers game. So it's a long season. You break it down in quarters, and you have to continue the process. You got to be a pro. You have to be a pro. I never forget, I think it was 1989, we whipped the Cowgirls right here in the Superdome 28-0. It was Troy Aikman's first game and Jimmy Johnson. So you got to keep it in perspective, you know, because you could still be a 500-type team, but, boy, what a way to start the season. No, it was unbelievable. We were the varsity, and Carolina was the JV. No, it was truly a dominating performance. And if you look at it, now, the black and gold, you know, always like records, or where you at right now, what have you done for me lately? Now, the black and gold, they haven't lost a season opener. You got to go back to 2018. We've now won 6 straight season openers. Not only is that the longest in franchise history, it's the longest in the NFL. It's the longest in the NFL. We won no other, not the Chiefs. You know, they've lost opening games. We've now won 6 opening games in a row. Now we got to build upon that. And you look at Dennis Allen, not Sean Payton or anybody in Saints history. He's the first Saints coach in history. Now this is when he won. His first 2 games as head coach, you know, starting to see now he's won 3 in a row. You look at Derek Carr, I said, this is big. How you start the season? He's now 7-4 in opening games. So you go on and on. And listen, you never know because we talked about the parity in the NFL and how it is. I mean, I said this before the game. Against Carolina, the Saints had identical records, whether it's at home in the Dome or on the road in Charlotte. 15-14. Where now we played 59 games. We're 16-14 at home, 15-14 on the road, but 31-28 overall. So look, we've now won 3 in a row versus the Panthers. Wouldn't you be surprised? Or I should say, we shouldn't be surprised. We should sweep Carolina. So we should win 4 in a row. We swept them last year. We're going to sweep them this year. No, we weren't able to do that since COVID, the COVID season in 2020. But when you break it down, we should end up being plus 3 in the turnover margin. We end up being plus 2. I'm telling you, that's a big key. You remember I told you, scoring offense, scoring defense. I guarantee we're going to be amongst the NFL leaders. We only gave up 10 points. I'm saying we could give up 19 or 20 and we should win. Or can we average like 24 points? That was top 10 last year. Well, we got 47. So you look and break it all down, then turnover margin. You want to know why Carolina won 2 games last year? They were minus 9. We were plus 11. Well, guess what? We plus 2 right now. So we all trending in the right direction. The only negative I could say, it just shows you it didn't matter because we were ahead by so many points. When you have 10 penalties,
that was surprising.
100 yards, that's like giving up a touchdown. So even if we give up a touchdown there, so what, it's 47-17, the Saints still dominate. If you look just across the board, I think this is the greatest Saints win in the franchise's history as far as opening games. Because I look at the number of categories that we were dominant, I don't think we've ever done that. Now, someone might be able to correct me, but I'm going to go on and acknowledge all what we did as a team. But then you look as an individual, I think it's the greatest game by maybe a defensive back. Alante Taylor getting 3 sacks. What we on pace right now, and then you count the 4th sack, that Double D got a sack. What, we going to be like the lunch bunch? We're on pace to get 68 sacks. Now, I'm not saying we could do that. To be amongst the best, I'm telling you, we need to be high 40s and low 50s, and we got 4 sacks this game. So, I don't know, do 17 times 3, 17 times 4, whatever. It just shows you where we're at and how dominant we were. But you look overall the team numbers. Anytime, again, is the NFL, 2-1. They had 11 first downs. We had 22. I wrote down these two areas, which is excellent, awesome, however you want to describe it, like third down. You protect the football, you do this, you're going to win. Remember, can you run the ball? Can you stop the run? Can you sustain drives on third down? When you look time of possession, we had the ball over plus 13 minutes more, over 13 minutes more than Carolina. This, I mean, I'm telling you, if you're giving up like 27, 28% or low 30s, you're amongst the best. Carolina was 1 of 10, 10% on third down. We were 7 of 13. That's excellent. 54%, what is Drew Brees? And that's the whole, like, offense. That right there, I'm telling you, they 10% and we 54%. It shows you we dictating the game. And then even though we settled for those field goals, when we got in the red zone, we were 4 for 4. Getting touchdowns. So I just look at a number of categories. You know, we had right at 400 yards, and you might say, oh, well, Derek Carr threw for a lot. No, he threw for 200 yards, but boy, was he efficient.
Yep.
He was efficient. 19 of 23, 3 touchdowns, no picks. Yards per attempt was right 8.7. A quarterback rating of 142.5. Come on, nobody can be hating Derek Carr. Well, what's wrong with y'all? You can't be doing that right now. Then you look at, like, rushing. Can you run the ball? Can you stop the run? They average 2.9 yards a run, and we average 4.9.
Love that.
No, you can go on and on. It's like two handful of accomplishments.
All the positives, yeah.
No, so we did do this against Dallas. We're going to kick their ass. I don't know if that'll happen, but I'm just saying that shows you how dominant we were. We protected the football. We had 2 interceptions. We had that one fumble at the end. We should have been plus 2 instead of plus 2.
Plus 3.
We should have been plus 3 instead of plus 2 in the turnover margin. Like I said, I talked about the penalties. To me, that was the only negative. Look at Groupie. I mean, you know, we call Colin. We got to get Colin board out with Charlie here. We got to get Colin a Groupie jersey because I think he can sign some autographs. But his leg, 4 for 4, I think Groupie's playing with a lot of confidence right now.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I think, does Alvin Kamara, does he seem disgruntled? He don't seem disgruntled to me. So all I know, we need him to roll. Well, Alvin Kamara had 110 total yards from scrimmage. Now, I'm a little greedy. I want that to be about 120 plus, around 125. But he had 83 rushing yards. He averaged 5.5 yards attempt. He didn't forget how to run. He still has the burst. They just got a block for him. And then we all know he's a pass receiving running back. He had 5 targets. 5 catches for 27 yards. He had an 18 long gain. Jamal Williams ended up with a rushing touchdown. Again, looking at Derek Carr, 19 of 23, 3 touchdowns, 142.5 quarterback rating. Rashid Shaheed. No, that you can't coach speed. And I wrote this down. I'm going to tell you what, because I've been there. That pass by Derek Carr to set the tone.
Yeah.
That 59-yard touchdown to Rashid Shaheed, you got to stand in the pocket because you're going to get waxed. That was a great throw. I think that was Derek Carr's best throw in a Saints uniform. But look how it set the tone. We go 5 plays, 76 yards. We're winning 7-0. Then all of a sudden, Bryce Young intercepted. Okay, they got the ball. Now Bryce Young intercepted by Will Harris. You couldn't have had a better start.
The magic was back in the dome today, for sure.
The magic was back, and you know, you kind of take that for granted when you see this number of times, but it's a new day and age, so this is something we have to build upon that. Look, Rashid averaged 24.5 yards a reception, 24.3 to be exact. No, if you like 18 yards, that's amongst the best in the NFL, a touchdown. You know who was outstanding, too? Now, hopefully that he could play next week because we need him. Foster Moreau.
Yeah.
I mean, he got knocked out, and they said he's under concussion, and they got to, you know,
waiting for their evaluation now, right?
He's all right. Come on. I think he's all right, hopefully. But he had 4 targets, 4 catches. He ended up with a touchdown. Like Juwan Johnson came up with a nice catch for a touchdown. You know who can't be a prima donna receiver, and some fantasy people don't like this? You can't be Brandon Cooks Jr. where you got to feed me, throw me the ball. No, doesn't it matter if the team wins or loses? Like Chris Olave had 2 catches, 2 targets for 11 yards. So hopefully he wasn't bitching. Hopefully he was high-fiving everybody, had a long gain of 17, because we won the game. It's a team sport. So hopefully Chris Olave, I think he don't have that personality where he would be disgruntled. Because you got a lot of prima donna receivers, I'm telling you, around the league. They not only want to win, they want to always be the man.
Sure, and I'm sure he understands, though, too, in this game, too, you didn't need to air it out.
No, and you might be the man, if not, maybe week 3 or 4.
Maybe next week. Against the Cowgirls, right?
You don't know. That's why you got to be mature and keep that in perspective. Rashid Shaheed, he is truly an all-pro returner. I mean, this speaks volumes. If you look at it, again, Steve always say you're all-pro if you average in around your Pro Bowl if you double digits. If you're all pro around like 14 yards of punt return, well, he averaged 20 yards of punt return. He had that long gain of 47. This is outstanding. With the new kickoff rules, that he averaged, you know, if you get over 30 yards, you know, you got to be 26 plus. He was 33. He had 1 return for 33 yards. So we got the right returner. I think Hayball could be a little better punting. You know, when you look at the net inside the 20, he had only a couple of punts. We weren't really punting. But that's an area we always have to win. And we got to win because special teams, we always win. You know, I don't want to count that 49ers preseason game because that was the only time. So I hadn't seen that in a while. You know, when you flip in the field and field position and all. I was like, no, we're not winning that because we always win that. We take that for granted. But if you just look how active. I mean, look, you know who finally did something? I mean, maybe he might, that might be his role, but he won't get highly paid. Isaiah Foskey had 3 special teams tackles, 1 unassisted, 2 assisted. Now, JT Gray, we always expect him to lead the team. Well, he had 3. But you know who led the team? Who doesn't love ARG?
Everyone loves an ARG.
Yeah, look, he had 4 special teams tackles, 3 unassisted. I mean, Avery RG, listen, everybody's doing their role, and that's significant. You look at Honey Badger. Now, that's how significant is what he did. It's close to being equivalent. So you know how when you not only sack the quarterback, but you strip him to get a fumble? Well, usually when you force a fumble in the open field, you don't necessarily recover it.
Right.
Well, he forced that fumble, and he recovered. The Honey Badger's back. He's drinking in the fountain of youth. I think Tyrann Mathieu is back. I saw that forced fumble and recovering. Boy, that was outstanding. DeMario Davis usually always has close to double-digit tackles. But, you know, they really didn't have that many plays because they were, you know, they're 1 of 10 on third down, that being Carolina. He had 4 total tackles. He ended up having a sack. But the man, I'm telling you, I'd have to look, and Charlie, we have to look this up. All the defensive backs in Saints history, have they ever had this kind of game? Alante Taylor led the team in tackles. in tackles unassisted with 5, which is the most. And when you combine his tackles, he had 6, 3 sacks.
Led the team in sacks.
No, and this is unbelievable. You were talking about getting after the quarterback. It doesn't matter. I'm going to get by these big linemen. 3 quarterback hurries and 3 tackles for a loss and a pass defended. The only thing, if he'd have came up with an interception, then he's the player of the week in the whole NFL on defense. No, he might still be in that conversation. Alante Taylor was just outstanding. And I tell you what, if you look at it, and I think this is right, this is the most points scored in franchise history in the first half, in the 30 points. So if you're not impressed with what the Saints did, you might say, oh, well, Bobby was against Carolina. I don't know. It's the NFL. If you're not impressed, listen, you can't read your press clippings, Atlanta. Look, the Steelers put it to them in Atlanta.
Right.
Boy, they scored 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. So, hey, listen, it's an NFL team.
I got a stat for you, too, Bobby. Saints are the first team since at least 2000 to score on their first 9 drives in a season opener. Hello.
Okay, again, that's not an opinion. That's actually what happened.
Kubiak, we love you.
That's actually what happened. And you know, and Dennis Allen's going to get credit because he is the head coach. But I'm telling you, you got to give Dennis Allen, that's his baby, the defense. Now, he's the head coach, and the offense has to do something. And Clint Kubiak, he understands that relationship there. But I'm telling you right now is that Dennis Allen, I'm just 1,000% know the defense is going to be ready. I'd be shocked if our defense is not ready this season.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.